हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमद ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। सो रीड फ्रॉम श्रीमद भागवतम। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपाकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्णा। सो वेलकम एवरीवन फॉर द मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम Canto 5, Chapter 9 entitled The Supreme Character of Jada Bharat, verse number 6. It is in a prose form, so I will read the verse and then translation. Evam Svatanuja Atmani Anuraga Aveshita Chittaha Shaucha Adhyayana Vrata Niyama Guru Anala Sushrushanadi Aupakurvanaka Karmani Anabiyuktani Api Samanusishtena Bhavyam Iti Asat Agraha Putram Anushasya Swayam Tavat Anadigata Manorataha Kalena Apramattena Swayam Gruha Eva Pramatta Upasamhrutaha. Translation: The Brahmana father of Jada Bharat considered his son his heart and soul, and therefore he was very much attached to him. He thought it wise to educate his son properly, and being absorbed in his unsuccessful endeavor, he tried to teach his son the rules and regulations of Brahmacharya, including the execution of the Vedic vows, cleanliness, study of the Vedas, the regulative methods, service to the spiritual master, and the method of offering a fire sacrifice. He tried his best to teach his son in this way, but all his endeavors failed. In his heart, he hoped that his son would be a learned scholar, but all his attempts were unsuccessful. Like everyone, this Brahmana was attached to his home, and he had forgotten that someday he would die. Death, however, was not forgetful. At the proper time, death appeared and took him away. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Those too attached to family life who forget that death comes in the future to take them away become attached and unable to finish their duty as human beings. The duty of human life is to solve all the problems of life, but instead people remain attached to family affairs and duties. Although they forget death, death will not forget them. Suddenly, they will be kicked off the platform of a peaceful family life. One may forget that he has to die, but death never forgets. Death comes always at the right time. The Brahmana father of Jada Bharat wanted to teach his son the process of Brahmacharya, but he was unsuccessful due to his son's unwillingness to undergo the process of Vedic advancement. Jada Bharat was simply concerned with returning home back to Godhead by executing devotional service through Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnoh. He did not care for the Vedic instructions of his father. When one is fully interested in the service of the Lord, he does not need to follow all the regulative principles enunciated in the Vedas. Of course, for an ordinary man, the Vedic principles are imperative. No one can avoid them. But when one has attained the perfection of devotional service, it is not very important to follow the Vedic principles. Lord Krishna advised Arjuna to ascend to the platform of Nistraigunya, the transcendental position above the Vedic principles. Traigunya Vishaya Veda నిస్త్రైగుణ్యో భవార్జున నిర్ద్వంద్వో నిత్యసత్వస్థో నిర్యోగక్షేమ ఆత్మవాన్. ద వేదాస్ మెయిన్లీ డీల్ విత్ ద సబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద త్రీ మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ నేచర్. రైజ్ అబోవ్ దీస్ మోడ్స్ ఓ అర్జున, బీ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ టు ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్, బీ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ డ్యుయాలిటీస్ అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ యాంగ్జైటీస్ ఫర్ గెయిన్ అండ్ సేఫ్టీ, అండ్ బీ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్ ఇన్ ద సెల్ఫ్. విల్ రీడ్ టెక్స్ట్ 7 and 8 ఆల్సో. Thereafter, the Brahmana's younger wife, after entrusting her two children, the boy and girl, to the elder wife, departed for Patiloka, voluntarily dying with her husband. Text 8. After the father died, the 9 stepbrothers of Jadabharat, who considered Jadabharat dull and brainless, abandoned the father's attempt to give Jadabharat a complete education. The stepbrothers of Jadabharat were learned in the 3 Vedas, the Rig Veda, Sama Veda and Yajur Veda, which very much encouraged fruitive activity. The 9 brothers were not at all spiritually enlightened in devotional service to the Lord. Consequently, they could not understand the highly exalted position of Jadabharat. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయ చక్షురోన్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపా కదామయ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతాం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం. శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరత్విషే నమః. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమావోం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేస్తాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతీదేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. సో వెల్కమ్ ఎవ్రీవన్ ఫర్ దిస్ క్లాస్. సో వీఆర్ రీడింగ్ ద జడభరత్ పాస్ట్ టైం, వేర్ జడభరత్ వాజ్ born and he was not willing to take any Vedic injunctions from his father. That is the section So we will see the how Jadabharat has come to this situation, and we will see what are the lessons that we can derive from the life of Bharat Maharaj. So, Bharat Maharaj, he was a, we know he was a like great king, and his rule was mentioned that he took care of all his citizens like his own sons, and while ruling himself, he was performing so many sacrifices, but at the same time, he was having that mentality of worshipping the Lord. So last time we discussed, although he is performing sacrifices, he had, because he has particular kind of mentality that he doesn't want any fruitive results from that sacrifice, and he also he is also performing those sacrifices, the worshipping the devatas, thinking them to be part and parcel of the Vasudeva. And so in this way, because of that mentality, he did not have any fruitive mentality. So he was like practicing pure devotional service even while ruling the world. And in this way, after ruling for many years, he has given up his kingdom. So, he has given up, later on it was mentioned, he did not look back that, I have given up my kingdom, I have given up my sons. So, he did not have any attachment. So, he did not have any attachment to his own sons. So, but later on he got entangled again. So that's we can see, and he did not have any attachment, he gave up all those attachments, and he came to a place called where Gandaki river was flowing, Shaligrams are present. So there he started worshipping the Supreme Lord. So he was collecting all the ingredients from the surrounding area and worshipping the Lord with so much love that he was regularly performing devotional service, and with that devotional service, tears started coming, and in this way, he achieved the stage of bhava. That means he is experiencing the Lord. He has tears are coming, some symptoms of hairs are standing on him, bodily extralic symptoms are coming. So in this way, he is continuously meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord. So such a position he could achieve. So, and that particular time, this episode of deer has arrived. So here Vishnu Chakravarti, he writes that this whole pastime of Jadabharat, why he was why this was arranged, he says that Bharat Maharaj, to intensify his devotion, so that is why the Lord has arranged, so that when he takes form of a deer, he will fall in the ocean of lamentation, so that with that ocean, when he drown in that ocean of lamentation, he could drown himself in the ocean of prema later. So this is to achieve prema, one needs to go through this path of humility and this thing. So that is what the Lord has arranged. Vishnu Chakravarti writes that. So, while performing devotional service, devotional activities, so he is performing as usual, he is performing. So, at that time, one deer has come, and so that deer was, she was pregnant, and she got afraid of a lion's roar. and she miscarried herself, and because of that a young deer was born and she died. So Bharat Maharaj, seeing that the deer doesn't have any father or mother, any caretaker, he started caring for the deer. So out of compassion he has started caring. So here Prabhupada in his purports he gives very wonderful lesson. In this whole episode we will consider them. So like he felt compassion for the deer. So is compassion wrong? So compassion is not wrong. So Prabhupada says that we should be compassionate by rising one from material platform to the spiritual platform. Otherwise, at any moment, our spiritual advancement may be spoiled and we may fall down onto the material platform. So, means the episode, means it is like he's saying that compassion should be there on the spiritual platform. Otherwise, if we have material platform compassion, we may neglect our spiritual duties. We may fall down from our spiritual platform. So that's what Prabhupada is writing. So Bharat Maharaj, he was thinking that he was kind of caressing that deer. He was giving all the necessities. By doing that, slowly his worship got diverted and he started getting affection towards the deer. So initially it started with compassion and it slowly turned into affection for the deer. So again Prabhupada writes that from this we can understand that we have to be very cautious in executing our spiritual duties by observing the rules and regulations and regularly chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. If we neglect this, doing this, we will eventually fall down. We must rise early in the morning, bathe, attend Mangalarti, worship the deities, chant the Hare Krishna mantra, study the Vedic literatures and follow all the rules described by the acharyas and the spiritual master. Unless we are not careful day in and day out, we will be every chance that we will deviate. If we deviate from this process, we may fall down, even though we may be very highly advanced. So Prabhupada is warning that at any stage, we cannot neglect our daily sadhana at any point of time, even though very highly situated. He quotes the example of Krishna says, Ejnyadana tapa, even a person who is intelligent, who is very purified, even a great soul should never give up Ejnyadana tapa. So, even if one is in renounced order, he should never give up the regulative principles. He should worship the deity and give his time and life to the service of Krishna. He should also continue following the rules and regulations of austerity and penance. These things cannot be given up. One should think oneself very advanced. One should not think oneself very advanced just because he has accepted the renounced order, sannyasa order. So, in this way, the activity should be carefully studied for one's spiritual advancement. So the diversion can, at any time, it can take place. So Prabhupada is warning that everyone, don't think that you are beyond these material circumstances. Although you may accept the renounced order, but you should be very, very careful. Very careful to follow all the practices. Especially he is highlighting the core principles, practices of chanting Hare Krishna, attending Mangalarti, and worshipping the deities and serving. సో దీస్ ఆర్ లైక్ కోర్ యాక్టివిటీస్ వీ షుడ్ నెవర్ నెగ్లెక్ట్ అదర్వైజ్ వీ మే బీ డ్రాగ్డ్ అవే సో లైక్ దీస్ డిస్ట్రాక్షన్స్ ఇన్ ద లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ సాధక లైక్ భరత్ మహారాజ్ ఫర్ హిమ్ ఇట్ కేమ్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఏ డీర్ బట్ ఇన్ ద లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ లైక్ ఫర్ డిఫరెంట్ పీపుల్ ద డిఫరెంట్ allurements may come in different forms so one should always be careful of the different allurements so like in the, like for example like in our circumstances we have like we all have access to mobile laptop and full the world outside is easily available in our fingertips so the distraction is very very high in these gadgets especially I remember like initially like when I was in Chowpatty so that time I was given a service to approach senior devotees for some task so at them like there was one brahmachari jagannath prabhu so like I approached him with laptop to type so he was like kind of like laptop leke aaya to wo just by seeing laptop he was like very fearful and he told keep that laptop there what you want to ask so he kind of asked like and like he was like very very careful seeing the laptop so like we it is for us now it is like we are depending upon these things laptop and mobile but at the same time unless we have caution especially with social media YouTube so it has some many good things many much propagation can be done through social media YouTube but at the same time at the back of our mind if we don't have caution that this can distract me from my sadhana we may get carried away by because one video or one message after one message one link after one link it will go on and it may be like here Bharat Maharaj purely practicing pure devotional service but compassion is like material compassion is not like so much bad it is sattvaguna activity through that sattvaguna activity he got diverted so we may enter YouTube or anything with seeing pure devotional activity devotional lectures but if you are not careful just besides that there may be sattvaguna activities and we may enter that and slowly how much time it goes maybe we may not be careful so we should be very very careful of these distractions in because especially seeing that how Bharat Maharaj was like it started with little compassion but later on it developed into attachment so later on Bharat Maharaj was feeling that and he has his thinking he has his like why he was doing he has his conviction also that this deer it did not have mother and father it is solely depending upon me unless I show compassion so I should not think about my own self my own sadhana and neglect deer so that will become a wrong because he is a king he is accustomed to rule neglecting his own comforts he is accustomed to care for all others but he is thinking that I should not care for my own sadhana my own worship but I should take care this is arranged by the lord given to this situation this deer is given to me so in this way he has intellectual conviction also so and because of that he has completely like developed attachment to that deer Prabhupada again writes in this context that is it wrong to show compassion sympathetic he says that however if one does not know that the know of the material sufferings of fallen souls and become sympathetic because of bodily comforts, such sympathy or compassion is the cause of one's fall down. If one is actually sympathetic suffering to some suffering humanity, he should elevate them to spiritual consciousness. So Bharat Maharaj actually forgot that it was impossible to elevate deer to spiritual consciousness because it was an animal. So therefore he sacrificed all his regulative principles and to take care of that animal. So in this way he became entangled. So if we give up our own spiritual activities and simply become concerned with the bodily comforts of others, we will fall into a dangerous position. Again, Prabhupada is warning. So, and he is also writing that, like, he became so attached that although he is worshipping the Lord, he himself thinking that, oh, I am feigning meditation and whether this deer will come to me or not. So, this is previously while he was meditating, tears were coming. But now, he was while meditating thinking of the deer, when will it will come. So in this way, like that slowly that attachment dragged him away. So like many times it is advised that when devotees are in the circle of other devotees, they would immediately remind if something goes wrong. But Bharat Maharaj was alone. So slowly he is not like slowly deviating like from little attachment to great attachment, giving up all the spiritual practices. So therefore even devotees also, there may be in the association there may be little deviations, but immediately when someone corrects immediately, then we should understand that there is something I am going wrong, I should correct. So that is very right. Therefore Prabhupada is writing, Maya is very strong. In the name of philanthropy, altruism and communism, people are feeling compassion for suffering humanity throughout the world. So they do not realize that it is impossible to improve people's material conditions. So material conditions are already established according to one's karma by the superior administration. They cannot be changed. So the only benefit we can make them is to raise them to Krishna consciousness. So in this way we can elevate. We should be, therefore we should not get deviated by any other activities other than worship to the Lord. So one should not give up his interest in attaining the favor of Lord Vishnu at any cost. Generally, people do not know this or they forget it. Consequently, they sacrifice their own original interest, the attainment of Vishnu's favor, and engage in philanthropic activities for bodily comfort. So, it may even we may have so many necessities, but the prime necessity of everyone is to worship Lord Vishnu. Like that is our soul's whole nature. But if we neglect this prime necessity, but taking all other secondary things into mind, then definitely we will deviate from that principle that Prabhupada is highlighting again. So it can come for different people in different ways. So Bharat Maharaj, it came in this form. So we should be careful where we are getting deviated, especially while chanting. So we can observe our thoughts, where my thoughts are going. We can understand that those are the things I am getting carried away. So while chanting, if some thought is again and again coming, so that means there is something that is somewhere I am getting attached to that particular thing. If someone said something to us and our mind is again and going, oh, why that person said something like that. So maybe we are attached to little bit fame, or we are attached to our own glorification, and someone is insulting us, we are feeling so much bad. So therefore that Therefore, while chanting, our mind is going there. So these are all attachments we can understand where our mind is while doing our sadhana. So in that way, we can rectify those attachments and come to the process, come to the correct path, so that we can learn. And so in this way, Bharat Maharaj, he so attached to deer that when deer was not visible, he is kind of entering into lamentation and that illusion kind of mode. So he is thinking, when will my son will come? So he is considering deer as his own son. And when will, I have not taken care of this deer, so therefore he became very disgusted with me and went away. So like deer was very innocent, because I am very much cruel. Although he was very innocent, therefore he trusted me, thinking that I am also very innocent, but I am very cruel, I neglected him. So in this way, he is like entering into that moha, illusion, like attachment in this world, especially to persons, that like objects attachment, there is like one way reciprocation. When a living entity, he is especially like, he leave all his attachment to his sons, but he was again entangled to deer in such a way that he is like thinking that if deer is not there, his life is like, he is like completely wasting his life. And he saw moon, and moon, there is a symbol of deer, and he considered that, moon gave shelter to this deer. So in this way, he was completely thinking of deer. He saw footsteps of deer on the earth. He was thinking that, Mother Earth performed so many great austerities that she has attained the footsteps of deer. Previously, we saw first canto, Mother Earth was lamenting that I am missing Krishna's lotus feet. But here Bharat Maharaj is thinking in this way. So in this way, he was completely became restless because of this affection. Prabhupada is writing that if one's mind is distracted from worship, a mere show of worship will not be of any benefit. The fact that the Bharat Maharaj is again and again is like completely thinking about deer, he is sure that he has fallen down from his position. So in this way, he kind of completely thinking, and finally at the time of death, he thought of the deer only. Therefore, he has attained the animal body. So in the animal body, there are two things. At the same time, he get an animal body. At the same time, he has remembrance of previous memory. He started lamenting. So that lamentation lamentation is mentioned as that I have previously has given up my whole kingdom and sons, but I have again became so attached to this door, this deer. Therefore, I fell from my position. So this lamentation is said to be the pathway to the higher levels. So there, same thing we can see in the case of Ajamil also. There is a certain steps for everything. When someone commits mistake, so Shyampyare Prabhu was telling me, Sutapa Prabhu has acronyms, and he was telling that for every situation, he has a certain flow that these things will happen in this way only. It means like all great souls, if we observe all their characters, and for every situation, whoever went through this situation, they handled in this way. So like that, he has these acronyms like that he tells. So even this lament, this committing mistake and rectifying mistake also, we can see in several cases, same things are repeated, right? They are committing mistake. So if they are careful, they can rectify mistake immediately. If there is association of devotees, someone is reminding, so immediately they may not fall into so much back, but immediately they may rectify. But in the case of Bharat Maharaj, he went into so depths, so mistake was wrong, like very elaborated. So he was like kind of punished to attain a deer body. But at the same time, the Lord is merciful because he has performed devotional service, that he has given previous memory, so he could recognize what wrong he did. So this is the first step, recognizing that he has committed mistake, and then recognizing that he has committed mistake, and also recognizing that he was punished because of that mistake, and then he started repenting. So the same case with even Ajamil also. He was engaged in sinful activities, and he was about to be punished, but somehow he was saved. So he understood that he was saved, but he was like about to be punished. So he started repenting. I'm a very pure Brahmana, but I have given up everyone, like that. So similarly, here Jadabharat, in the form of deer, previous life, he was also repenting. So much I have. So, and he has also recognized that the mercy of the Lord is still present because he had previous memory. So Ajamil also recognized that mercy of Vishnudutas has saved me. So because of that, both of them now take action. So the repentance is inner world that has come out in the form of action, that they have determined, both are like determined, I should not commit mistake again, I should completely take shelter. So this deer also, completely he was taken, she left that place where he was born, and again went to this Shaligrama place, and again it was mentioned later that this deer, even in the form of a deer, he could utter the name of Narayana at the end of his life. So then he again took birth as a Jada birth. So now once he understood that he has committed mistake, and he was he undergone this thing, now in the life of Jada birth, he is so careful not to repeat mistake. So this is also one more lesson, that not to repeat mistake, that we can learn from Jadabharat. So like we may get deviated from our path of bhakti through our mobile, YouTube, but these things will not stop now. this will continue, because these are like, we are there with them. So we should be very careful, and we should be like, at least we should not repeat that. We should not waste our time in so much these things, these deviations. We should not, any other deviations apart from the service to the Lord. So we should be very, very careful. Even in the while doing service also, we should be very careful not to get deviated. So that's what we can learn from Jadabharat. He is not repeating his mistake. Means even like his father was trying to teach him so many things, and but still he acted as if he was deaf and dumb. So sometimes we may see some devotees, like we may See, normal activity, we may perform some things out of casually, but these devotees, if you see, they are very careful not to entangled or not to do certain things, small thing only. We may wonder, hey, what is wrong in doing this small thing? What will happen? But there is a lot of background maybe that devotee might have. He has realization or he has understanding coming through Shastra and hearing from Guru that if I do this mistake, I will become entangled. So therefore, even it is very small, he is not doing that thing. And we may think, what is wrong? Why is not doing such a small thing? With everyone we can do. But he has that background, that mind. Similarly, Jadabharat is associating with all his family members and he is like not even acting normally. He is acting as if deaf and dumb. So he is behaving odd so that he could be saved from that, he could be saved from the execution of those activities. And instead, inside his heart, he was constantly worshipping the Lord. So sometimes some situations may come where we may be put into some awkward conditions where it may deviate us from performing devotional service. So that time we can also devise ways how to escape from that situation. Like acting like deaf and dumb, like that he acted as if he was mad. So we can also devise some particular means so by which we can escape from those deviations or escape from those particular situations. So Prabhupada said that there should be sufficient fear of Maya should be there. So Maya is very strong. In one lecture, Radhanand Maharaj was telling that if we say Maya is very strong, that is like very underestimation of Maya. So Maya is as powerful as the Lord. So the only way we can escape from Maya is to surrender to the Lord, and Lord can only drive. Otherwise, there is no hope. On our own strength, we cannot escape. So therefore, from this Jadabharat episode, how we should be very, very careful not to get entangled in ordinary activities out of some customs or out of other people's force. We should not get succumbed, and we should be very intelligent to escape from those small, small deviations also, so that we can perform devotional service. And now here, his father was trying to educate him through the Vedic literature, but he was not caring. But it was mentioned that the time, although he forgot death, but death did not forget him. Death was very alert. So Prabhupada writing in these purports the lessons that everyone thinks that their life will go on, but death is not, death is apramatta, means everyone is pramatta, engaged in their own life, but death is apramatta. It is very attentive, so it can come at any time. And so everyone is sure as death, that we know. So therefore, everyone should be very careful. So Prabhupada is mentioning again, reminding that everyone should be very careful. And Prabhupada is also writing that because Jadabharat is completely engaged in service of the Lord, he is above these ritualistic activities. So therefore, he need not perform these activities. So one who has that Shraddha of devotional service, he did not follow these Vedic principles. So therefore, he is situated above. So therefore, he is not following. So in this way, Jadabharat is executing his activities. And when his father passed away, he was handed over to his younger wife and children. They had 9 children. But these brothers, they were not, they don't have so much affection for this Jadabharat like his father. So they kept aside all his education. So they did not endeavor so much to educate Jadabharat. So, but they were so much absorbed in ritualistic activities that they could not recognize the position of this Jadabharat, although how he is highly situated. So in that way, Jadabharat will continue in that way. Although they don't give any food, still he did not care. He was completely engaged in devotional service. So in this way, Jadabharat, he is very, very careful of his previous mistake. So in our lives also, we may commit mistake, but it is very important to understand that we have commit mistake. We repent for that. And we will be very careful, very fearful not to commit that mistake. So this is the sequence of things we can learn from the story of Jadabharat here. So I'll stop here. So we'll end here. Thank you everyone. Randara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.